When I was pastor at St. Robert, I thought about putting in a garden, growing some vegetables and maybe some flowers. And before that, I went to the Home and Flower Show and asked one of the presenters, what's the best way to determine what's a weed and what's what I planted? And he said, well, the foolproof way is to pull up everything, and what comes back is weeds. That's why I didn't put in a garden. In the first reading, the author of Wisdom praises God for his mercy, and that God has taught his people that those who are just must be kind. And that's a line I don't ever remember being struck by before as I was preparing this reading. It's an important reminder of God's mercy, that God permits repentance, but he also is just. And if we don't repent, there are consequences. In the second reading, Paul reminds us that the Holy Spirit who dwells in each of us aids us in prayer, even if we don't think that we're praying well enough, or even if we wonder whether God's listening. Paul goes on to say that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, and that is important, therefore, that we continue to pray. The gospel story is of weeds and wheat. Usually I don't use the shorter form of the gospel, but I do it because I wanted to focus on that particular part. What it says to me is that while many, maybe most of us, think of ourselves as good seed growing up among weeds, sometimes, though the seed that has been sown in us is good seed, sometimes we may act more like weeds. A couple of examples. Someone has hurt me, or someone whom I love. My attitude is decision is that I will never forgive you. That's being a weed. Am I hurt? Sure. Do I have to like the person? No. But I am still told to love him at very least by praying that God gives him what God knows he needs and not what I suggest that he needs. And if I have to interact with that person, I need to ask God to help me to be kind. Or somebody cuts me off in traffic, and I become a road rager, laying on the horn, cussing them out, maybe gesturing rudely. That's being a weed. Or I reflect on difficulties that I'm experiencing, that no one else is helping me to take care of an aged relative. Or like, I haven't received from God what I've been praying for. And instead of being thankful for the gifts that we have received, the attitude can be, what have you done for me lately? We can be angry and upset about things. Sometimes we can even be angry at God. But the only response of the wheat, if we wish to be gathered into barns, if we wish to have the reward of heaven, we have to ask for God for the grace, for the mercy of repentance, especially in and through the sacrament of penance, and ask his grace that no matter what we feel, we may always act with love and generous mercy.